Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to a new episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host, Landon Vargo, and I'm here with my co-host, Bryant Wagner.
What's up, peeps? How's it going?
It's been a couple weeks since we dropped in to say hello.
It has been. It's been a while. We miss you guys.
Just letting you know right off the bat, if we offend you, we don't give a shit. So grow a pair of fucking goddamn testicles and just bite the bullet or... You know, maybe off yourself. I don't know.
Vargo's going to go fuck your mom.
Yep. Two ways from Sunday over your dad's limp body.
All right.
All right. So we had an interesting day so far today.
Yes, we have.
We had a little lunchy poo.
Yes, we did. Where'd we go?
When we had up at Ford's Garage in Noblesville.
It was very good.
It was delicious. The food was good. The ambiance was amazing.
What did you have? What food did you have?
I had a burger. I had a bison burger with bacon. It was very, very tasty.
Yeah. Can you tell the listeners what I had that you thought was amazing and so good?
Yeah. He had a sandwich.
Go home and make me a sandwich, bitch. Yeah. It was a sandwich. It was a patty melt, but it was a brisket patty melt. It was delicious. It was so good.
Yep. And we had a cocktail up there, and now we're here, and I'm having a margarita, and... Bryant is having like Eggo whiskey cream with banana cream and banana whiskey and what else?
That's it. That's all I put
anyway,
in there.
Anyway, I tasted it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's the Sugarlands Eggo waffle whiskey sipping cream with Howlerhead banana whiskey.
Yeah, doesn't he just sound so great, guys?
It's so fruity.
Some
I feel delicious.
Yeah, little Eggo cream. Mm.
Yes, mommy.
Have it with this coffee.
Yeah.
No.
You know, at least you weren't, you're not in the Navy, you know, like bing bong sailor, you little stinker, making me all solid and sticky.
Hey,
stop.
Hey there, sir.
But anyway, the Ford's Garage, it was very delicious. It was a good time. And then we did a quick little stop over there at Cabela's since it was right there.
We did. I bought some stuff. I'm sorry.
I did not buy any stuff. So honey, you're good.
Not like your wife listens anyway. It's fine.
No, I don't think she does either. Her loss.
Your gain, though.
Yeah, I can.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, until that one day until where she decides to listen. Like, spank me harder. I was actually just kind of, you know, based off of your little cream.
My creme de la creme.
Cream drink.
Hey, you have no room to talk. You also got banana cream.
Oh, yeah, but it's for my
tequila or whatever the fuck it is.
I've got a margarita right now.
But you still got banana cream.
Yeah, but that's for morning coffee. Instead of creamer for your coffee, I got banana rum cream for my coffee.
I'll give you some cream.
I'm sure you would. Anyways. Stop it. This is supposed to be PG-13, okay? It's definitely rated R. Which it's funny you said that joke because it reminds me of one of the dad jokes I got a little bit later.
Okay.
but anyway, so just looking at his, you know, his very
creamy drink,
non-masculine drink.
I mean,
it's totally a dad drink though.
I'm going to be honest with you though, Vargo.
It's a total dad drink.
I mean, it is, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say it. Fuck it. It kind of looks like semen. I'm just gonna be honest.
Anyway, but no, it's a total dad drink, and it kind of reminded me when you described yourself on what you do when you mow the lawn. Now listen here, listeners. Now try and think of it. You know, especially the females out there. Just think,
you're out there, super sexy.
You're out there. You wake up. You hear the lawn mowing. You go outside and you see your dad out there mowing the lawn.
Wait. Her dad?
Yeah. Like they look at their dad mowing the lawn.
Why would you look at your dad? Why would you not look at the other dad? That's weird.
No, you're totally taking it out of context, homie. But like, anyway, this is the epitome of everybody's dad. You're sitting there wearing New Balance shoes.
Yep.
Thigh high freaking socks.
Yep.
With jean shorts and a t-shirt tucked in.
Yep. Well, it's not tucked in. And well, I don't wear jean shorts.
No, close enough.
I don't wear jean shorts.
But anyway, nope. You're the epitome of the
dad.
Of dad.
I mean, I do have a kid. So well, it's perfect.
I've got two, but I'm not sitting there wearing New Balance shoes.
You just haven't hit your moment. After your surgery, you might hit that
moment. I will never wear New Balance shoes.
I bet you will after your
surgery. You want a $1 million bet?
Do I look like I have $1 million to bet?
I take installments. I mean, you can give me $1,000 of your paycheck for the rest of your life, and then a little bit of your Social Security when you draw that, and a little bit of your pension when you draw that. You know, eventually you'll hit $1 million.
I don't have a pension.
401k, whatever.
Okay, fair. But no. So related to this, after you have your knee surgery, if your doctor tells you that you have to wear those shoes because they're good for your feet,
so why do I have to? So why do I have to have knee surgery? Thanks for a HIPAA violation, motherfucker. Yeah, I didn't say you could mention that shit. Stopped you in your tracks, didn't it? In your face.
Hypothetically.
New Balance shoes.
Hypothetically.
New Balance shoes.
Would you wear them?
No.
If your doctor told you you had to.
No, because choice. There's plenty of other shoes that...
Not part of this thing.
No, because the doctor also told me I had to be down for 2 weeks, and I told him, no, he's got a week. And he agreed.
Okay, that's fine. But if a doctor told you... that there was no other shoe. Like, this is the perfect shoe. You have to wear these. Like,
or else
no
what?
Other brand.
Or else what?
You'll either re-injure yourself or injure the other one.
Well, it looks like I'm
hypothetically.
Taking, well, then it looks like I'll take the full 2 weeks off, and that way I don't have to wear them.
No, for
I would never. Bottom line, I would never wear them. I would never wear them.
You're this kind of shit. Is what makes my life complicated and make my head hurt.
Why? Because I am not agreeing with what you want me to agree with?
No, because you make my head hurt and you like to argue to argue.
Well, I don't know. I don't know there, Bryant.
Now I know why my wife says that I like to argue all the time, because I deal with
you know what?
6 days out of the week.
Yeah, uh-huh. You need to go ahead and take a sip.
I already have.
You need to take another one right now. Right now. Right now. Come on. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. There you go.
Thank you, drinky, drinky.
Mmm.
Limey. Tastes like America.
Yeah. Tastes like Mexico. Anyways.
So, hey, guess what I did recently?
What?
I went to see the new Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Well, it's about fucking time.
I know. I'm sorry. I had a lot of time.
I wanted to talk to you about it for like weeks ago. I think I'm over it already.
You're not over it.
I'm totally over
it
right now.
I geeked out for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I geeked out for 2.5 hours. And I wanted to talk to you about it, but so you haven't seen it yet because you're a slacker.
So tell me why you geeked out. And I'll tell you why.
Because of every... Did you watch the movie?
Bro.
Give me a reason not to geek out.
I mean... There isn't one. It was such a good movie.
It was.
The music.
I mean, as soon as you can even ask my wife, as soon as it started and he started dancing to Bye Bye Bye, I was geeking out then.
That was hilarious. I loved it.
He did the entire dance.
He did the entire dance. Now, I will say this. Prior to going to see the movie, right? You saw it. I hadn't seen it yet. I've been looking forward to seeing it. Something that has pissed me off about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I caught more spoilers from people that videoed in the theater that then posted it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Prior to the movie. So I still enjoyed the movie, but I knew what was going to happen before it happened.
Yeah.
Well, it pissed me the fuck off.
That's why you need to go see it when it's still relevant.
People should just not do that.
Or
you're not supposed to have phones out in the theater anyway.
Guess what? Stay off of social media then until you see it.
Okay. Fair.
Oh, no.
Fine.
But because guess what? Guess what happens when Top Gun 3 comes out? When Top Gun 3 comes out next year, guess who's going to be in line to see it? This guy.
The two of us.
Yeah.
We're going together.
Probably either opening day or the day after opening.
And Beetlejuice.
Yes. Beetlejuice.
You know what other movie I saw this weekend? Twisters.
Oh, yeah. I heard it's pretty good.
It's all right.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, wait until it comes out on streaming, because it's not really a sequel to the other
one. Oh, I knew that.
It's like its own.
Yeah. It's its own entity. It does reference some of from Twister. It does reference Dorothy. It does reference a couple other things. But you got to look at it as a different storyline, because this is a totally different team.
Right.
Like, I'm guessing it could be in the same realm.
I mean, yeah, but I was hoping that, like, one of the characters would have been, like, a daughter or son or something Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt. Like,
it's a completely different storyline.
Then don't call it Twisters, plural. Call it something else. Because twisters implies...
Well, they can't say twister. It's already been used.
I'm clear. So then call it something different because twisters implies that it's a sequel to the first.
Yeah, it implies it, but it doesn't have to necessarily mean it does it.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'm not the only one that went to see that thought, oh man, this is going to be a sequel until they saw it and was like, I mean, it was good, but that was disappointing that it wasn't a sequel.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
I'm already over it.
I hate you. You're a pain in the ass.
Just like on our way back from Ford's garage, we got behind that semi. Your fault.
You still haven't given me a reason why it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Why?
Because it's your fault.
No, you have to.
That's give plenty me, of reason right there.
That is your. Not enough. No, yours. Yes. No, it is not.
Yeah.
Your is a noun. Doesn't tell me.
Because we were on a 2-lane road and we got behind a truck and that was your fault.
It is not my fault.
It was
your is
fault.
A noun. Fault is the verb. But there's not a reason why.
Yeah.
You have to give me a reason why.
Your I did give
fault
you.
Is not a reason.
Your fault is the reason.
That is not yes. a reason.
It is totally
it
a
is
reason.
It is not. It is not. And this is why my head hurts and I should have had some.
Are you sure you didn't just hallucinate that conversation?
No. I was
because you
car
said you
with
have you have a headache, right?
I do have a headache.
Well, I'm pretty sure you just hallucinated.
I'm pretty sure you're full of shit.
I don't know. You've said you've done shrooms in your youth.
You're the one that brought this conversation up, so how could we both have the same hallucination?
I have no idea. Did you knock me out with your fart? Did you fart?
No.
Did you gas me to death?
Do you need to
Am I in a torture chamber?
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
No.
Keep it that way.
I mean, I do have a fart coming on. It might be, you know, subject to interest.
Well, save it for when Chloe comes over.
Yeah.
She can sniff it.
So I was on my way over to downtown Indy today to do some stuff that I had to get done before you came over. And I overheard on the radio that the Mega Millions for the lottery is up to $740 million.
Okay.
Now, mind you, that's a national lottery, so every state partakes to try and win it. But the local one for Indiana only, the Lotto Plus, is up to $20.8 million. And
wow.
From what I heard, that is the highest it's been in a while.
Okay. Do you have your lucky numbers?
No, I don't believe in that shit. I just do a random draw.
You should always do your lucky numbers.
No. If they were lucky, I'd have won a long time ago, but they're not lucky, so I didn't win.
It wasn't your time. It wasn't your
that
time.
That makes zero sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. It wasn't your time.
Well, I've only got one lucky number anyway, and it's the number I was in baseball throughout like high school and stuff, and that's number 23. And that hardly never gets drawn.
Well, again, it's not your time.
Well,
you need to be patient.
I just do the random.
No wonder you haven't won.
No. Anyways, but yeah, 20.8.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, dude.
That's a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
That would buy you a lot of things.
Oh, I like stuff.
You do like stuff.
I do.
You could buy all of Total Wine and more.
You know what? Yeah. Dude, that
with
would be
the and more.
Yeah. You know what would be awesome is if, you know, like love my wife to death, but if she had like an amazing like job where I could just stay at home, be like a stay at home husband and she could just buy me a boat.
Sounds like my dream world.
Yeah. Well, your idea of boat and my idea of boat are two totally different boats.
I know. You would like a pontoon boat or a speed boat.
No.
I like a bass boat.
No, I don't want a pontoon boat or a speed boat. Well, I want a fucking yacht. I want something that has like a 2 or 3 bedroom.
Hotel.
Yeah. A 2 or 3 bed. Yeah.
On water. Sorry,
yeah.
Not on wheels.
I was going to say not wheels.
It's not wheels.
Unless it's on the trailer that you're towing
it.
Then it's on wheels.
Yeah.
But no, like 2 or 3 bedroom. You know, so you can have you and 2 other groups of people or, you know, me and my kids, you know, if they decide to go, if they're not too cool for school at that age. But yeah, sit there, you know, bring a few change of clothes, be, you know, docked up right there in Fort Lauderdale and be like, hey, Brian, what are you doing this weekend? I don't know, Landon, what you doing this weekend? Hey, how about we go 200 miles due east and hit up the Bahamas for the weekend?
Why did I sound like Al Pacino when you just gave me that voice?
I gave you a retarded Al Pacino.
That was...
seriously, guys, I don't know. Maybe Sarah let me go. Maybe, I don't know. Do I have drool on my chin?
And I'd be like, yes, Brian, by the way, you do have drool on your chin, but how about we do it? Tell Sarah to go ahead and pack up a nice dress, a couple things. We'll go out for an expensive dinner one night, you know, sit there, lay on the beach, have some, you know, rum punch or something. Bah, sounds like a great idea, Landon. I don't know. Let's go and think about it. I want to go.
You make me sound retarded from Jersey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Al Pacino does have that kind of little bit of that voice. Like a retarded Jersey Shore Al Pacino. I don't know, guys. I don't know. You know. Maybe I'll get some. You know, get some on the boat, you know?
Oh, I got a cramp. My stomach.
I don't know, but wouldn't that be awesome, though?
That would be awesome.
Dude, that'd be fucking killer.
Do you think your kids... So, like, we've talked before that, like, your kids' friends will think of you as, like, the cool dad or, like, the hot dad, you know, that kind of thing. But do you think your kids would think you're too, like, lame by the time they're old enough?
I don't know. It really depends.
I don't think your youngest would. Your oldest might.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think your youngest
would. I don't know. My youngest or my oldest is a hardcore daddy's girl.
Oh, I know. I know. Which...
So, I don't know.
Made me wonder. I
don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
I'll be excited to see how that turns out.
Dude, I could see it happening one of three ways. Excuse me, I burped.
I hope my son falls in love with your daughter.
He already has.
True.
So anyway, I can see it happen in one of three ways. You know, get down there, you know, whatever. You know, Lincoln is about, you know, 16, 17 years old, and you got her friends coming over and they're like, "Hey, Mr. Vargo, how you doing? What do you want, Clarice?"
Hello, Clarice.
So I turn 18 in 3 months. Yeah. I'm like,
okay.
Okay.
And?
That's great. Lincoln's upstairs. Oh, that's okay. I'll go up there. You know, I can see it that way happening. Yep. Or, you know, option number two. Jesus Christ, Lincoln, your dad's a total bummer. Or, you know, the little 16, 17-year-old boys, 18-year-old boys that come over that are trying to, like, holler at her. Hey there, Mr. Vargo. How you doing? You know?
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck you want, kid? please don't beat in my skull. Please don't beat in my skull. I could see it happen one of those three ways.
I hope that it's my 16 or 17-year-old son that comes over, and I'll just tell him, don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just stand there and look intimidating. And see who breaks first.
Oh, he
make
would.
Sure he breaks first.
Oh, I wouldn't break.
I bet you would.
That would be a challenge
you
accepted.
You know how you would break?
How?
Lincoln would come running down the stairs.
And I'd go, I'd grab her by the shoulder. I'd put her under my arm and I'd just continue. And that's fine. Stare.
And she's going to grab Ben's hand and pull him in.
No, wouldn't happen because then I would just reach over and go like this.
No.
No touch.
Leave room for Jesus. At least 6 feet.
That's right. You in here, you got porno up here and all over them. And you two need Jesus.
Oh man.
I'm losing track of thought here.
So I heard something interesting the other day.
Yeah, what's that?
It's not a would you rather, but a did you know. Did you know that the chemical composition of human tissue is similar to that of pigs? So in a blind taste test, the average person couldn't tell the difference.
Well, I mean, it totally makes sense because people are like, oh yeah, they use pig valves in their heart.
I know.
You know, to replicate a human valve in their heart. So, I mean, it's believable.
But that makes me wonder now. Like,
well, that kind of makes me wonder with that fact. Yeah. Now, when they did a taste test of the human and the pig side by side, was this human one of the humans that had any pig organs entered into them at that time to help influence taste?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. That's a good question.
Who is the sick fuck that volunteered to eat a human and a pig side by side, blindfolded and couldn't tell?
Hannibal Lecter.
Which real person?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Fair. There you go.
While still in prison.
You know, have you seen that
the documentary on Netflix?
No, not the documentary, but like the little docuseries.
Oh, yeah, with Evan Peters?
Evan Peters, yeah. Dude, he did great.
He did great. It was a little... I mean, I know the whole situation was fucked up, but he did so well that he kind of had me worried that he was going to go full like Heath Ledger type shit.
Well, I'm glad he didn't go full retard.
No, like kill himself because he got too engrossed in the character kind of thing. Like,
because I'm playing a dude, acting to play another dude, designed to do another dude.
Disguised as another dude.
I tell you.
Thank you, Robert Downey Jr. Wonderful. So, yeah, I found that interesting. It just never occurred to me. But then you thought that way. My mind went, well, how many, like, pig-related things have I eaten that actually weren't pig?
No, everything was pig because it gets checked by the FDA.
Yeah, but the FDA also sucks and supposedly checks shit and then actually doesn't. So, like,
No, I wouldn't worry about
it. Makes me worried.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Epstein, you know? Like, how many people actually, like, drink child blood and stuff?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Supposedly. All right, enough with the negative shit. Let's go with a couple of would you rathers.
Yeah.
Like, we love our would you rathers.
Like, would you rather poke a nipple or flick a nipple?
I just totally pulled that out
poke
of my ass.
Or flick?
Yeah, like.
Is it
like
you or a woman?
Take a pick. Poke or flick. Bloop.
If it's a woman, I'm flicking. If it's a man, I'm poking.
Why wouldn't you poke it?
I don't want to poke it. If I flick it, she gets turned on and I get fun time.
I don't know. What if she doesn't like flicking?
She'll love it. Most women do.
You assume.
Most women do.
You assume.
Most women do.
Well, I disagree.
Name, have you, I'm not, never mind. I'm not going to ask that question just in the event that your wife does listen in. Nope. So I'm not getting in trouble.
Nope.
Neither are you.
Nope.
So a couple of would you rathers. Would you rather continue with your life that you're currently living or start your life over?
Well, I'd probably continue the one that I'm living because I love my daughters. And if I started over, my daughters would not be here. But if that was not part of the equation and say I never got married.
Mm-hmm. Would you start over?
If I never got married and never had kids, then I'd probably, no.
You still go with it?
I wouldn't be living in Indiana right now.
Well, sure.
I'd have probably moved.
Sure.
By now. If I was still single, I'd probably be, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be right now, but it wouldn't be Indiana for sure.
So you wouldn't start over? Regardless of the situation, you wouldn't start over?
No,
you'd just play it out as
no. is? No, because, okay. You know, I love my daughters. You know, my wife is a cool shit.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
See, I had the same mindset until the, like, if I were single part, because I thought the same way, I would start over.
Now, what I would do is, if I was like, say I was never married and I'd start over, but I'd probably do a few things sooner.
Sure.
And not wait so long.
Sure. But you wouldn't have that knowledge also if you started over. Like, it's just like you start at zero and you have to do it all over.
Well, let's put
it
this way. If I had the knowledge I had now.
Sure.
I'd totally start over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's different.
Well, if my kids and were not in the picture and all that kind of stuff, if I had the knowledge I have now, I'd totally start over.
Well, yeah, that changes the whole equation. Yeah. But if you had, if you knew you had the choice to continue to live your life the way it is or start it over, but you didn't have that knowledge. So
I would start it over. I would just
the same decisions
I would,
again.
No, I would just start over just simply for the youth part. But other than that,
even if you run the risk of making the same decisions that you made that got you to the point where you currently are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
That would concern me.
Yeah. Because there was a couple of them. There's a couple situations in my life where like I sat there and like I was like tempted to go this way when I went this way and tempted to go this way when I went that way.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And sure. It was like a fraction of a hair decision.
Sure.
Why I made that decision.
Sure.
What?
I saw some.
Yeah, it was a bird outside.
Okay, my bad.
God squirrel. Damn, squirrel.
I thought it was somebody walking in your backyard.
And if there was, who cares?
I care.
God, you're such a fucking pussy.
I'd go out there and beat their ass. And that's not a.
That's my neighbor.
Exactly. Wasn't a bird.
Fuck's
it's
sake.
A big, tall white man.
Yeah, in the backyard. Go beat his ass.
I would. Don't tempt me, woman.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
So
anyway,
what's the next one?
Would you rather experience the start of Earth or the end of it?
And
why?
Because if it blew up, I wouldn't feel it. How would I experience the start of it?
What do you mean? How would you experience the start of it?
Yeah.
You'd be like
part of the Big Bang.
You'd be like a, like a cosmic being on both. Like you're not like on Earth.
Well, I'd want to see the end of it then. Cause I want to see how fucked up it gets before it explodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're okay. Fair.
Morbid.
Yeah. A little bit. Hey. See, I'd rather see it start.
Fuck it. It is what it is.
You're a glass half empty kind of guy, aren't you?
No. I'm very optimistic.
Bull fucking shit.
Yeah, because this is not half empty. This is half full.
It's three quarter full, but it's fine. Now it's a half full.
Oh, Jesus. One little sip does not make that justification.
It makes a little bit. All right. One more here, and then we will move on to something different. Would you rather have a pause button or a rewind button? So for like one scenario, you could either pause it and just stare at that one scenario forever, or you could constantly replay that one scenario over and over and over again.
Neither.
You don't have that choice.
I do have that choice.
You don't have that choice.
Well, I'll just off myself.
No, you have to make a decision.
Nope.
Gun to your head. This is it.
Yep.
You have to make this decision.
Pull the trigger then.
Nope. You have to make this decision.
Nope.
Nope. You do.
You said gun to my head. I choose that option.
It's one of those guns that has the little bang flag that comes out, so nothing actually happens.
Well, that's a stupid fucking what would you rather.
Answer the fucking question.
Both.
You can't have both. You either get a pause or a rewind. That's how these work.
Well, you know, Brian, I don't know. That's a pretty serious question, because if I just pause it, you know, how will I unpause it? Because I'm going to be paused in that picture.
You have the ability to pause it and unpause it. I'm just saying you can only pause like one situation.
Oh, well, in that case, I would take a pause button.
Okay.
Because thank you. You want to know why? Ask me why.
Why?
Okay, funny you should ask.
I figured you were going to tell me.
So the reason I would have a pause is because I would pause the world, obviously, if I'm the only one allowed to move. I would, at a certain time of day,
okay,
I would go into, and obviously the world is paused, so it doesn't move, so obviously cameras won't catch me.
Sure.
But I would go into every single bank, and I would steal every single bit of cash I could and take out the die packs, so therefore it was unmarked and everything, and make sure it was non-sequential bills, you know, stuff to that nature. And then I would come home, and I would have plenty of time to do this because I have unlimited pause time.
That's true.
And I would, yeah. And then I would definitely be a rich motherfucker, and I'd never have to work again.
You'd
and
be
I
could, a criminal.
I don't care.
You'd be a criminal.
That's fine.
You had a pause button, you'd be a criminal.
Fuck yeah, I would. Who wouldn't be?
Wow.
Everybody would be.
Wow.
In some way, shape, or form, everybody would be a criminal.
Well, I mean, you're right, but I wouldn't pick the pause button. I'd pick the rewind button. Because then I can know what happens before it happens. So, like, I experience a situation. Maybe it goes good. Maybe it goes bad. I don't know. But if it goes bad, then I can rewind it and make sure it goes good.
You just better hope you don't get shot. You just better hope you don't get shot before you rewind it. Because then it defeats the purpose.
You could still...
Nope. Because it's paused. It's paused.
I'm rewind. You're pause. I'm rewind.
Yeah. Yeah. If I pause it, I can't get shot.
Right.
Because everybody is frozen in time.
But it's okay. If I... You can still survive for a couple of seconds, if not a couple minutes, after you get shot. So
depends where you get shot.
You could still it could still
because if you get nope because if you get shot by a 50 cal fucking sniper rifle and your body goes and goes all over and your entrails are underneath the fucking chandelier, well, there's no chance. There is no chance of hitting a rewind.
The likelihood of me getting sniped by somebody
on how pissed off you make somebody.
I don't believe I've ever pissed off somebody that bad.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could be thrown into a meat grinder, like an oversized meat grinder. Or have you ever seen Fargo, the movie Fargo? You can be thrown in a wood chipper.
Yeah, but you got to...
You never know.
Yeah, but you
got to... Head first.
But you got to throw me in there first, which means that I have the ability to hit the rewind before
unless they take the remote from you.
Well, how would they take it?
They just take it.
What if I don't have something that looks like a remote? I'm just saying.
Well, then how would you have a rewind button if it doesn't look like a remote?
Well, it doesn't have to look like a remote.
Okay, then what is
it
going to look like?
It doesn't have to look like... It doesn't have to be click.
It has to be click.
It doesn't have to be click.
Where the fuck are you going to put a rewind button? Your belly button?
On like my watch? Still? I can have a thing in the middle of my chest that I just hit? I don't know. Just saying.
Oh, so could you. So now you're Gandalf.
Gandalf doesn't do that. He's got a stick.
It's a staff, by the way.
It's a stick.
It's not a stick.
It's a stick.
It's called a staff.
It's a fucking stick.
Yeah, well, in the Lord of the Rings 2, I told you to take the staff.
It's a fucking stick.
You're an idiot.
That's got...
Go to the next one.
Matt, that's it. I mean, I've got more, but I'm going to save them for another episode.
Okay.
But
anyway.
Anyway, it's a fucking stick.
Oh, so I got a thing.
Yeah?
Well, no, I'm going to save that for another episode.
Okay,
that one's good.
Well, that's good because we're getting close to our time.
Are we?
For today, we are.
What time are we at?
We're at 30 minutes.
Really? We're at exactly 30 minutes.
Well, 30 minutes and 37 seconds.
Well, isn't that super?
I know.
So would you like to do a couple of dad jokes to end this episode since we're ending it on a high note, or would you like to have another topic?
No, let's go ahead. That
might end on a low note.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a few dad jokes.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that'd be great.
I'll let you go first.
Okay, so...
I'm excited for these.
Totally lame. So what did the elephant ask the naked man?
What?
How do you breathe out of that thing?
That's horrible. That's bad. Try again.
Because he's little
I'm clear. Try again.
You know, because he's so little.
He's so little. He's tiny.
He's a little trunk.
He's a little pianist. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Because he's little. And it looks like a trunk, but it's not on his nose. It's between his legs.
Yeah, thanks. It's his penis. We're all very clear.
Yeah.
Continue.
But it's so little. It's like,
how do you breathe through that? Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
You get it, though?
Do you get it?
I can explain it to you some more.
The more you explain it, the worse it gets. So let's move on to the next one.
Because it's your dog.
It is your dog. Peanut butter and all. It's your dog.
All right. So what does one boob say to the other boob?
Boob.
No.
What?
No.
Titties.
Guess. Keep guessing.
Double boobs.
Nope.
Double titties.
Okay. Let me just tell you.
The bigger, the better.
Nope.
All right. I don't know what.
Okay. If we don't get support, people will think we're nuts.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Because they're talking about a bra.
Are you going to explain? Support? Are you going to explain everyone? You know,
because boobs.
Need support.
Need support.
Yeah.
Especially the bigger they are.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah. Oh, dude, have you ever seen a girl that's not wearing a bra and she's got like such big boobs and they're like hanging down to like her belly button and you about want to vomit?
No, because they're boobs.
Gross.
I love boobs.
Yeah, but not that big, dude.
I don't care.
That's like, they're boobs. That's like a lady that's 280.
They're boobs. Ugh. I mean, she's got multiple boobs then at that point. Anyway, continue.
Like 300?
It's boobs, man.
Gross.
Continue.
No, I'm not sharing anymore.
Okay, that was it? That's all you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've got another one, but I'm not sharing it right now.
Okay. Can you tell me what another name for lubricant is?
Lube?
Lubicant. I said the C word. All right.
That one was almost as bad as my first one.
Yeah, I'm clear. What do tofu and dildos have in common?
Tofu and dildos?
Yeah.
They're jiggly?
They're both meat substitutes.
That was good.
I have one more.
All right.
I have one more. What do Lord of the Rings and Brokeback Mountain have in common?
They celebrate 11 seas?
Nope. You want to try again?
No.
Someone's ring got destroyed.
Ooh. Well, in that case.
All right. And with that said, we're going to end this episode on a high note.
Yep. We're going to go ahead and end this episode. Yep, so
that was a good episode.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for another episode coming here in a little while. But if you like our program today, jump on our Facebook, leave us 5 stars. I know that we already sent out one t-shirt.
We did. Can I make something clear real quick to the listeners? You can leave us 5 stars. Like, you have to actually put 5 stars on the thing, but you can't actually leave us 5 stars on the Facebook page. So leave us a comment, a suggestion, a request, friend request us on Facebook, something along those lines. You can't actually like rate on Facebook. You have to go to Spotify to do that.
Yeah.
So just so we're clear on that. But
on Facebook, there is a spot where you can put it, gave us 5 stars.
Oh, there is?
There is a rating on our Facebook page.
Ignore what I said then. Fuck me. But yes, we did give out a shirt, gave it to one of our, or sent it to one of our listeners in Arizona on Saturday.
Yep.
And hopefully she posts a picture of it on our Facebook page soon. At some point. That's great.
So yeah, anyway, we will talk to y'all later. So peace out.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.